Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with preseason avalanche weather and event information for the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center on Thursday, November 21st. Today's update is sponsored by your Montana Chevy dealers and Highline partners. Our next bulletin will be issued on Monday. Bridger Bowl ski area is closed and there is no avalanche control or ski patrol services. Backcountry conditions exist. Workers are setting up for the season and making snow. Please stay clear of work areas, snow guns, chairlifts, and other equipment. A quick storm Tuesday evening added 4 to 6 inches of snow in the mountains around Big Sky and Bozeman, while the southern ranges remained dry. Winds were 10 to 15 miles an hour from the southwest to northwest, with temperatures falling from 40 degrees to the upper single digits and teens last night. The week will end with clear skies, light northeast to southeast winds, and mountain temperatures reaching 25 to 35 degrees. Friday night, winds will increase from the southwest at 20 miles per hour, with partly cloudy skies Saturday and a chance for snow Sunday into next week. We'll update our weather log and regional conditions every morning with snowfall totals and our avalanche activity list if we get a report. The tug of war between fall and winter continues, with winter coming out on top this week. Tuesday's storm came in warm with temperatures near or above freezing before cooling into the 20s. This helped the new snow stick to the old snow surface. The weight from the 0.3 to 0.6 inches of snow water equivalent did not significantly change the avalanche hazard. We received reports of fresh drifts of snow breaking in the Bridger Range, but nothing failed more deeply than the interface between the old snow and the new snow. Wind-loaded slopes will stabilize by today. However, strong winds over the weekend may create fresh drifts that could avalanche. The story from the Bridger Mountains applies to the other ranges that received snow on Tuesday. The mountains south of Big Sky are different. Yesterday, Alex and I went to the Lionhead Range to work on the weather station, where we found the weakest snow in our advisory area. The snowpack ranges from 6 to 18 inches deep, and the lower portion consists of large, weak facets that will be a problem when West Yellowstone gets its next storm. The snowpack will remain generally stable until our next storm comes in on Sunday afternoon. We are working hard to get out in the field to collect information about the snowpack, and we want you to help us by submitting an observation form. Your observations are critical to us developing a complete picture of what is happening in the mountains. You can also email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, leave a message on our phone at 587-6984, or on Instagram with the hashtag GNFACObs. Thanks and have a great weekend.